what happens later in the story, which you'll see about, and I'm not going to spoil anything, so let's get right into it. So, previously, Adeline's friend, Oriana, turned on her and told her to, show her, or Oriana told her that she wanted to show her another world, like the real world, and put her in the sewer. That's where we left off. Here we go. Adeline was disgusted, yet the sewer she had never seen. She'd seen many, but merely not one like this. Oriana shoved her through the door, angrily locked her in the room, and stormed off. Although it wasn't just a room, but a kingdom, two elves dashed toward her. "Milady, if you've come out of this door, you must be our lost princess," they hollered. "If you insist," Adeline was beaming. She hadn't minded being called a princess. "All hail, Princess Adeline." The elves chimed, handing her a sparkling crown. "Now come, the kingdom is under attack. Quick, get your armor in the castle. Oriana and the Gregolins will be coming any minute." As she blinked once and appeared in a beautiful castle in her room, was a case in it full of rose-gold armor. "Oh," cheered Adeline, "fit for a princess." She put it on, realizing how much she looked like a hero. She jumped out and down. An elf came in her room. "You have to battle Oriana and the Gregolins," he ordered. "What are Gregolins?" Adeline asked curiously. "They're mysterious creatures that obey only their evil master. They look like a green crapper statue, shaped like a werewolf with wings. I expect you know how to fight," the elf replied. "Not really," Adeline moaned. She tried just to reveal how good she really was. "Well, I guess you're ready," the elf stumbled. "The Gregolins have just arrived, but our guards have not yet spotted the horde, Oriana." Adeline looked down. What has she done that was terrible to this town? She used to be my best friend. I don't think she was that horrid. The elf shook his head. "Oh, but she acts, don't you see?" the elf began. "She failed us. We trusted her to be with us forever. She was once our princess. She began making terrible decisions. These decisions were polluting the kingdom. Some citizens considered abandoning their home. We had to do something, so we decided to get rid of her as princess. And now she's against us." Adeline stared to her feet. "What kind of terrible decision?" she spat. "That doesn't matter, princess. The Gregolins are coming, and I just got notification that Oriana is in sight," the elf reminded. "Okay," she agreed, as she stumbled over heavy armor to the battlefield. She began to think, "Why would she put me here now? Does she want to fight me?" Drowning herself in horrible, terrible thoughts, she arrived at her underground lair. Prison. "Get out," snarled one of the Gregolins. Adeline didn't move. "If you don't leave," started Oriana, "I'll order a Gregolin to take care of you." "Why would I cower in your presence, Oriana? I came here to defeat you, not leave. What do I have to fear? Certainly not you." Oriana scowled, and a snake-like smile stretched across her face. She began to laugh. "Look at you, all grown up, acting so brave, when deep inside, you know you're really not." Adeline didn't deal with this kind of horrible villain. "That's it, Ori. I'm done playing games." "What have I done to deserve this?" began Adeline. Oriana shook her head nastily. "See, Adeline, that's just it. You never know what you've done wrong. Yet I've already told you," she began. "You care not about looks, but you care about looks, not personality. You care about beauty, not support. You care about your way and not others. Adeline felt her eyes watering, but then quickly reminded herself the sullen fool meant nothing to her. Nothing. Surely, Oriana could act as if they were nothing to each other. So could she. That's not what I think. I'm not the snotty, popular princess that you think I am, said the Dylan. Sometimes it's okay to try to know place. Just think, if that's all I care about, then why would I want to be with you? It's your personality, your support, and your way that makes me want to be your friend. For no longer than a second, she looked like she had no comeback. Then, that same smile seemed to pierce right through Adele. It wasn't the real Oriana. That wasn't her special smile. Pathetic, she hissed violently. Just pathetic. You took my spot. They chose you instead of me. And you expect me to easily forgive you like that? Adeline intended to pierce through Oriana with her confidence as she did to her, but it just resulted in Oriana's laughter. You think after one day you're prepared to fight. You think after one day you have the skills to get to my feelings. You think after one day you have the potential to be a better princess than I ever was. If you think any one of those things, you're completely out of your mind. Be reasonable, Adeline. Adeline stood strong. Even though her words cut through her like a knife, Adeline held the pain and thought of words to say, but it seemed there was no more words left in her lungs as she tried to speak. You know why I think I could be a better princess than you ever were? Because I'm loyal, I'm confident, I'm not evil. I accept that I'm not perfect. And I care about the kingdom after one day. I care about the decisions that happen here. She was surprised at her own words. The elves, watching from behind the tree, shouted, "That's why we chose her!" Oriana shot a nasty glance, and they cowered in fear. "Gregolins," Oriana hissed. "Get me out of her sight."